This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, 5:01 on, as I always say, a ridiculously early Saturday morning. Beningo, of course, 888-808-1019, the phone number. Here till McMonagle at 9, and at 11 o'clock, Susan Waldman with a special, because Old Timers Day today at Yankee Stadium, as the Yankees will celebrate the 25-year anniversary of their 2000 championship team that beat my team in a World Series. Great memory there. Mikko Skarlatis on the other side of the glass. He's a Met fan, too. He's very happy today. What has happened? Let's start. I mean, really, both teams, but we'll get to the Yankees, but my team first, the Mets. What has happened to baseball in New York? What has happened? I mean, we had these two teams sailing along. We figured, at the very least, both teams are making the playoffs. Now, I mean, I don't know what to think anymore. The Mets are in free fall. What a disgrace. On June 13th, they were 21 games over 500, and we're thinking, we got the best team in baseball. Oh, we're going to cruise to 100-something wins. This is, you know, this team rivals the 1986 team. Oh, my God. 18-29 since then, as they lose another brutal loss last night to the unconscious Milwaukee Brewers as Marte gets thrown out at the plate. I mean, it's just amazing. They don't get a hit for how many innings, right? We got the usual solo home run from Juan Soto. I think we should change. You know what? I was thinking about this now. He said 21 of his 27 home runs have been solo. So instead of calling him Juan Soto, let's call him Juan Solo, right? What a disgrace. Nobody gets a hit. Alonso's not hitting. Lindor's not hitting. Nimmo's not hitting. The only guy somewhat hitting is McNeil, somewhat. Marte had a couple hits last night in a home run. I mean, it's just, it's unbelievable. And let's go back to, I think it was the night of June 13th, Friday the 13th, and there's more to it than that, but I ain't going to get into this, that part of it, okay? When this, you know, losing really began, when the season started to go south. Remember, they blew a 5-1 lead to Tampa Bay in that game. Remember that? Took Clay Holmes out. Couldn't wait to get Holmes out of the game. Was pitching great. You know, they wind up blowing the game 5-1. The bullpen blows the game. They kind of right the ship after they lose 70 games in a row, whatever it was. They lost like 7 straight. They bounce back. They actually win 7 in a row, right? They sweep the Angels at home. They sweep the Giants in San Francisco, and then they go to San Diego, right? And in a very eerily similar situation as it was against Tampa, right, that started the downfall, they have a 5-1 lead in that game against the Padres. Remember, Vientos hits the grand slam, and then they blow that game. Right? They blow a 5-1 lead in that game. They lose that game, and ever since then, you know, outside of the one game they won, where they beat the Giants at home, the one game where they beat the Giants, they've lost, what, 9 out of 10 now? 5 in a row? What a disaster. How about the game on Monday night against the Guardians, right, at home? They come back to tie the game. They're down 5-0. They come back to tie the game 5-5. And the third base coach, whoever he is, doesn't – remember Lindor gets that double down a right field line in the ninth inning, right? Tyrone Taylor's on first. He's there as a pinch runner, may I add, okay? That's why he's there. I think Alvarez had gotten a hit. And he tries to, you know, he'd say, okay, wow, we're going to win the game. He's going to score from first. And the third base coach holds him up when the ball gets dropped by the second baseman. He would have scored, and we would have won that game. And then, of course, you know, they had the bases loaded. Well, I guess that was it. I guess, what was the situation there? They had the bases loaded in that game, too. And remember, Alonso strikes out, right? Alonso winds up striking out with the bases loaded and one out with a chance to win it in the ninth. I guess it was the eighth inning that happened. I mean, just unbelievable. And they don't hit. It's so exasperating watching this baseball team anymore. I mean, the starting pitching can't pitch more than 5 innings except David Peterson. And you got to explain to me why the boy genius Stearns, right? And the bloom is starting to come off his rose a little bit too, like that bloom. You know, he gave $34 million to Frankie Montas. He let Severino walk, right? He let Quintana walk. And he gives $34 million to this absolute stiff Montas that everybody knew was a stiff, except Stearns, because he was going to, you know, he was going to make him into Greg Maddux. Oh, my God. You got to be kidding. And even Holmes, this guy's a relief pitcher. It's all catching up to him now. Nobody can get, even Senga, what happened to him? Oh, the ghost fork. So much for that. More like stick the fork in him. I mean, you got to be kidding me. He can't get out of the fifth inning? It really, it's a problem. And we didn't go out and get a starting pitcher? They couldn't have got one starter? Oh, we got all these great relievers. Oh, big deal. Relief pitchers aren't doing you too much good when you're losing every game. I think Edwin Diaz is now, and Edwin is in the witness protection program somewhere. I mean, it's a joke. It's a joke. They're not winning the division. Forget the division. You think they're winning? Forget about it. The Phillies are better. Let's be honest, okay? Phillies got much better starting pitching than the Mets do. Much better. Their lineup is better. Kyle Schwarber is probably the MVP this year in the National League. I mean, I don't know what else to say. If you're a Mets fan, what else is there? What more can you – where is my hope that this team is going to turn it around? I have no hope. And the Soto thing, you know, we could kill Alonso all we want. We could kill Lindor all we want. We could kill Nimmo, whoever you want to kill. Nobody deserves the killing more than Soto, all right? This guy was going to come here supposedly and be the end-all, be-all, right? You know, oh, look at all the, you know, you see all the, every time they'll show a graphic about Soto and his, you know, first part of his career, and oh, he's in the same category as Ted Williams, you know? I mean, I got to hear that all the time. You know, he's done this before he's 25. He's done that before he's 25. I'm sick of it. The guy never gets a big hit. He never gets a hit with runners in scoring position, ever, ever, right? He's got great exit velo, though. You know, that double play he just hit into, he hit the ball 130 miles an hour, so the exit velo is good. Oh, he walks. Are you sick and tired of watching this guy take strike three right down the middle of the plate? Now, he walks, though. He's got that high, high OPS. 21 of his 27 home runs, solo home runs. Typical, and I know he broke up the no-hitter. Who cares? Who cares if they got no-hit or not? Does it really matter? All it is one loss. And it doesn't matter who's pitching against the Mets. Everybody that pitches against the Mets is a combination of Greg Maddux, Pedro Martinez, and Randy Johnson. I mean, it doesn't matter. You could have the worst pitcher in the world pitching, and all of a sudden, you know, he sees that Met uniform and he turns into a Hall of Famer for that day.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Is there a more meaningless home run than the one Soto hit to break up the no-hitter against the Guardians? Come on. Big deal. Typical Juan Soto. 4-0, ninth inning, hits a solo home run, means nothing. And even in this game, it's a home run in the first inning, solo home run, of course. And he doesn't do anything the rest of the game, of course. I mean, I'm sick of it. I'm sick of watching this guy do what he does. He's been a major disappointment. Nobody wants to call it out like it is. I'm waiting for somebody in the media. You know, every time I hear, you know, people talk about them, well, they're not going to win if Alonso and Lindor don't hit. Well, they're not going to win if Soto don't hit. Why is nobody talking about him? It's like he gets a pass. He hasn't been a complete disaster. You know, he hasn't been Jason Bay, right? But he hasn't been what we'd expect him to be. He hasn't. There has not been one point this year where he's carried the team. I know he had a big month of June, right? And the Mets never won. I mean, come on. I don't know what to say anymore. I'm beside myself with this team. And do you think they're going to win a game in Milwaukee? Do you feel good about it? I guess that Montas is pitching tonight. But they're going to start with an opener, right? I think that's what they're doing tonight. They're going to have an opener start the game and then bring Montas in. And they figure maybe that'll, I don't know what it means. Maybe they think, well, they'll get 3 or 4 innings out of him, you know, and he won't implode as much. I don't know what they're thinking. But just think about this, $34 million for 2 years for Frankie Montas. Really? Oh, my God. I'm telling you, man. We were fooled. You talk about the fan base being fooled earlier in the year that we had a big-time team here. Boy, have they taken us, you know, I don't know where. We have been completely fooled by this baseball team. And I am sick and tired of watching them go inning after inning after inning after inning without getting a hit. They had that 11-inning span when they didn't get a hit against Cleveland. Last night, I don't think they got a hit after the fourth inning till the ninth inning. It's disgusting. It really is. It's basically unwatchable. And it's like you know the outcome before it happens. You know that if the Mets have a situation with the bases loaded and one out, they're not going to score. You know they're not. It's like when I see a situation like that, I say, okay, how are we not going to score this time? Tell me how. Going to hit it to a double play? Going to strike out with the bases loaded? Going to hit a pop-up to the infield? Whatever. Somehow they'll find a way not to score. I can't take it. I really can't take it. I'm so disgusted. I'm so mad at myself. I got to have my coffee. I'm so mad at myself for being completely fooled by this bait. They pulled the wool over our eyes like you can't believe. And where are they going from here? Where? They're like in a free fall now, this team. Oh, my God. I can't. I don't know what to say. And if you're a Yankee fan, I mean, I don't know how you still how you're alive yet with what they with the garbage you're getting from them. And this guy, Devin Williams, all right? What were the Yankees thinking? The last memory that you had last year of Devin Williams was him giving up the home run to Pete Alonso in the series with the Mets in the first, in the first round of the playoffs to blow that series for Milwaukee, right? So what do the Yankees do? They go out and trade for this guy. Couldn't wait to go get him. Couldn't wait. He stinks. He gave it up again last night. Why is he in the game in a tie game? You know, Boone's, we were a little short. How much longer can Boone last? If the Yankees don't make the playoffs, how in the world can Boone continue to be the manager of this team? Tell me, seriously. And right now, the way they're going, they're in a bigger free fall than the Mets are. Well, maybe not. I mean, it's just, what has happened to baseball in New York? I mean, there is a very good chance. I know the Mets still got what they got about. What's their lead in a while? They're right now, they're in the last wild card spot. I think they have a 3.5 game lead over, who's it, Cincinnati, I think. You got that there, Miko? No? Maybe? I think so. I think that's the they're in the last wild card spot. They came into last night 3.5 games up in a wild card. But the way they're playing right now, you think they're making the playoffs? You think the Yankees are making the playoffs? And it's not like we can sit here, if you're a football fan of either team in New York, and say, well, football's coming and things are going to get better. Well, okay. Maybe the Giants, maybe. At least the Giants got hope. You know, you got a young quarterback. Hopefully you're going to eventually see, I guess they'll play tonight against Buffalo, right? You'll eventually see him. I love what the Giants did in the draft. Abdul Carter, this kid Scatterboo, I really like him and all of that. Okay? So maybe there's some hope there. Maybe you got a little hope. And maybe the Giants will be better than you think. I know the schedule's brutal. I get that. But, I mean, didn't I not see where Jaden Daniels is not playing opening day? Did I see that? Miko, is that not true? Isn't Daniels out for the opener against the Giants?
I have not seen that, but I'll look into it.
I think I saw that somewhere where he's missing opening day against the Giants open Washington, right? Right? The Commanders, right? Washington?
That
right?
is correct. They do play the Commanders week
one. I think he's out. Check that out. I think he's not playing opening day. I mean, maybe I could be wrong. Maybe I misread what I saw. I'm not sure. But whatever. But the Giants have a brutal schedule. We know that, whatever. But at least if I'm a Giant fan, I sit there and I say, well, we drafted this young quarterback, first-round pick, right? Late first round, but what does that mean? It means nothing. Where was Lamar Jackson drafted? It doesn't, doesn't matter. Aaron Rodgers, don't matter. You know, Tom Brady, give me a seventh round, sixth round pick, it don't matter. We know that. So at least if you're a Giant fan, you got the hope that this Jackson thought is going to turn out to be something. You got a young quarterback. Who's my young quarterback? Justin Fields? Really? I mean, we've seen the act before. And apparently he has not been good in practice. Now, I don't want to make a big practice is, preseason football, training camp and all of that, it means absolutely nothing. Let's be real about it. The only good thing about training camp and the preseason is you hope that no significant guys get hurt, right? You don't want anybody to get hurt, but certainly, guys that are going to be significant players on the team, you don't want to see them get hurt. So what do we have to look forward to here? The Knicks? That's a ways away. They'll disappoint you too, don't worry. Believe me, the Knicks will disappoint you too. But I mean, the Rangers? Huh. I mean, come on. What do we have? What do we have to look forward to? The Islanders? If you're an Islander fan, the Nets? Come on. What? Oh my god. I am so disgusted as a Met fan. I am so tired of watching the same old, same old, same old. Oh my god. And just what a way to end it. It's so ironic too, because the game he doesn't send Taylor and they wind up losing. Then he sends Marte and they still wind up losing. And I'm not saying he shouldn't have. He should, because you know, can you trust anybody getting a big hit on his team? Of course not. Oh man. Mikko, I don't know what to say anymore, man. I really don't. I'm at a loss for words anymore watching my baseball team. I really am.
I think disgusted is the perfect disgusted. Word to use here. That's disgusted. Really it.
Disgusted. Unbelievable. And Juan Soto, I'm telling you right now, to me, say whatever you want about every other guy in his team, this is the guy. Because we paid this guy, Uncle Stevie, paid this guy $770 million for 15 years to be the man. Okay? And he has not been the man. No other way to say it. He hits balls off the walls that he gets singles on. He takes far too many pitches, you know, takes strike three right down the middle too often. Never gets a big hit with a guy. He's batting under 200 with runners in scoring position. He's the king of the solo home run, Juan Solo. I mean, I just, starting pitchers can't get out of the fifth inning. The bullpen isn't as good, even with these guys. Even these new guys they brought in. Soto blew that one game in San Diego, the game where they blew the 5-1 lead. He gave it up in the ninth inning or the extra inning. I think it was the ninth inning. You saw Tyler Rogers the other day give it up, right? They put him in, and they don't hit, but, I mean, still, that was against the Guardians. I mean, I got confidence. I don't have any confidence in these guys. One day they're good, the next day they stink. Oh, my God. By the way, I forgot to get on this guy. And they go out and they trade for Cedric Mullins, right? What has he got, one hit since they got him? How many hits has he got? One hit since they got this guy? He stinks too. This was their big trade deadline move for center field. He's terrible. And Mendoza doesn't even start him against lefties. What? Oh, man. They should have got this guy from the White Sox. They should have gave up what they had to get. He probably wouldn't have hit either, Robert. But I liked him better than Mullins. So Mullins is right at home there with the Mets, just out after out by him too. He's fitting right in. And Vientos, he's another guy. Let me get on him too, because he's killed us this year too. This guy, I know he's hit a little bit better lately, but come on. Guy hit 27 homers last year. He's got 7 this year. Swaggy V, he's done a tremendous job. What a disaster he's been. Let's be real about it. And then, this kills me too. I got to have more coffee because I'm so fired up. I'm just too early to be this fired up. It really is. Mikko, I had to have a hit there. So anyway, who was I killing now? I was killing Vientos, right? Was it somebody else I was killing?
Cedric Mullins.
Sorry, killing Cedric Mullins, killing Vientos, Swaggy V, right? What a great job he's done. 7 home runs this year, right? Another guy. Guy hit 27 homers last year. He's killed us. He's been terrible. Terrible. I really don't know what. Oh, that's right. Because I'm losing my train of thought, and you hear people getting on the hitting coach, right? Eric Chavez. Do you really think? So wait a minute. So you're telling me that we got Francisco Lindor, Pete Alonso, Juan Soto, Brandon Nimmo, right? All these guys, veteran hitters. These guys been around forever. Right? A couple of them may be on their way to the Hall of Fame, maybe. Or not what's happening this year. And the hitting coach is going to – it's his fault that they're not hitting? Is that really? You want to tell me that the pitching coach makes a difference? Maybe I agree with that. I think I do agree that there's some – pitching coaches can make a difference. You can't tell me that a hitting coach is making that much. You can't tell me that Eric Chavez is the reason – that Juan Soto never gets a big hit, right? You can't tell me that Eric Chavez is the reason that Francisco Lindor has been you-know-whatting the bed basically for 2 months now. You can't tell me that it's Eric Chavez's fault that Pete Alonso has completely digressed after having that incredible first half of the season. And you can't, I'm going to blame Eric Chavez? That's the reason that they're not hitting? Come on. These guys are professional hitters. It's all on them. It's not the hitting coach. It's them. Oh, just, oh my God. Come on.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.